Sí, hermano. 59 degrees.
Morning, Dakota. Morning, Brian. Yeah, I'm not going to complain either. It's just first time I've heard the 59 in a while. We've our lows have been in the 60s until just recently. So, hey, there we go. On the way to work, Dakota. Pass over to Brian.
Where are you seeing 59? My truck says 64, but that could be wrong. Go ahead, Brian.
My phone said 59 before I left the house, so maybe it's just down here that it's that cold. Sean?
Oh, I just... man. I just heard it on the Mecca machine when it announced the time and the weather at 7 o'clock. At 59 degrees. My car is saying 63, so anyhow.
I stand corrected. I just checked my watch. It says 57. I hope it stays this way. I think we're in the clear, right? We're not supposed to have any more of these ridiculous heat waves.
Over the next couple days, not that long.
That last one was pretty rough, Brian. Not quite making it, but I don't know. You know, it's September is right around the corner. I would say most of your hot stuff is probably past. We'll probably have an Indian summer, as we often do, or most of the time do. But I don't know if we'll have a one of them blistering. I think we're done with the blistering heat waves.
That gets me all giddy and excited to get my seed in the ground here. I'm hoping, if it stayed like this, I'd be seeding when I got home today. I still might, I don't know. I gotta check the forecast.
I'm on 24, so it's gonna be rough.
Yeah, I caught you out on the plant floor, so it's gonna be rough, but it is really rough. All right. Have fun. And what are you seeding, Dakota? I'm guessing it's grass for the for all the fill you did.
Yeah, I've got 1,800 pounds of material sitting in my garage that I'm itching to get out of the garage and into the dirt. So I've just been waiting for this heat to die off and trying to time it for a week where we've got a good amount of rain, which is hilarious because it seemed like all it did this summer was rain.
I got a reseed. Yeah, I mean, I've got a full lawn, but it's really got a lot of invasive stuff in it. And it's a far cry from, I need to thicken it up with some good grass seed. So I got to do the same. I hear as long as you get it done before winter, you're fine.
Yeah, I had good luck at the old house overseeding in late September, early October, and it came in nice and thick the following spring. It goes dormant and then comes back strong in the spring. If you need a good push spreader, I have one you're more than welcome to use.
Cool. I'll have to see if mine's still around. Or if it got lost in the great garage snafu. But I have a smaller spreader, but it's enough to do what I need to do. Oh, man. I really got to get on that. I think I'll wait till after my garage goes up. That way I won't have them driving over it.
Yeah, that's a good plan. You don't happen to know anyone that does any sort of drainage work or anything of the sort, right? I need to get a tile put in between my neighbor and I, and It's like pulling teeth. I mean, I swear to God I could find someone to do a hair transplant easier than I could to do some yard work.
Nope. Nobody wants to do that kind of work. Well, I mean, there were people that did, but they're afraid to come out in the light anymore. So, yeah, good luck with that.
Probably going to turn into me renting the equipment, buying the materials myself, and just doing it, because the first quote, I got one quote, it was $6,000, it's like 500 foot of tile, and I can't get any, but I called 4 or 5 other companies to come out and quote it. They won't even call me back.
Yeah, that's the way it is with almost everything. Any kind of construction or remodeling or work you need, it's just call, and, you know, you're trying to get a roof, anything. You know, eventually you find somebody, but it's just tough. And seems like the more menial the task, the more difficult it is. I don't know how much, is that just labor, or is there a skill set there that is required? Or do you know exactly what has to be done? It's just a matter of getting the manual labor.
NADDF. There's a teeny tiny bit of skill there. You just got to make sure it's pitching. So, I don't know, half inch every 30 foot, which it's, I already cut the ditch with the skid steer. So, it's already there. I just need some pea gravel brought in, some tile, some sock pipe, and it just needs to be laid. I mean, it's, like I said, it's probably going to result in me doing it, saving thousands, but I don't want to do it. My neighbor's paying for it. It's her sump pump discharge, but I know exactly what needs to be done. It's probably 4 hours worth of work.
Well, the reason I ask is the guys that demoed my garage, I never met two harder working people in my life. Jesus, they came in, two guys like a wrecking crew. One day they took that thing from down to nothing, filled up a 40-yard dump, and off they went. And they didn't speak a lick of English, but the guy, you know, that I hired, you know, he got them all set up and all that stuff, and they knocked it out. So I could try to reach out to that guy. I think they do all sorts of, you know, labor like that. I think through Angie's List, just put out a request there, got about 3 or 4 people called me back, and get that guy, and it worked out.
I never thought of that. I should post on there and see what I get. Like I said, this is a very straightforward task. It's just a little bit of dirty work, a little bit of labor. I can supply the material. I just, you know, I don't want to do it. I shouldn't have to do it. I'm willing to pay someone.
Yeah, get on that Angie's List and, you know, just kind of spell out what you need. You'll probably have 3 or 4 people make offers and come do it. That's what I did for the demo of my garage. You know, it's a little different if you're building a garage or if you're doing a remodeling, because then you gotta trust their skill set. But if you're doing something like that, or like I was just demoing something, really, you know, it's obvious whether they know the job or not. At the end of it, before you pay, is it gone? If it is, you know, pay the man and be happy.
Yeah, that's the only thing with this is you got to do it right the first time or else you're going to dig it up, because that water's got to flow away from where it's coming out or else it's going to back up and cause a hell of a lot of problems. So I'm going to go in, make some more phone calls and see what I can find, but I'm getting to the point where I might just start ordering stuff and do what you're recommending, is just get some laborers and say, dig this trench, put this in it, I'll shoot it with a transit I can go rent, and when I say it's good, cover it up. I mean, that's really all it is. It's a joke. So, all right, I'm going to go in. I'm going to try to get out of here early today, so maybe I'll catch you on my ride out of here. I'll be clear for yours, NADDF.
All righty, have fun. Yeah, I'm running a little late today, so I'm behind you a ways. But have fun. Good luck. Double you get a few.
Any dealings, mobile.
Good morning. Where are you off to today?
Maniac City for the last day. Went through 50 mobiles yesterday and like 15 portables. And I think, yeah, we're at around 50 mobiles total. We're not done yet. And I think 30-something portables.
Oh, what are you doing, PMing or deploying or what? What's going on?
We're PMing. Ripping all the radios out of every truck, testing a controlled environment, and then putting it back.
There you go. They give you a nice place to set up, and you said controlled environment. I guess they give you a nice place to set up so you can keep your equipment all fired up and ready to go.
Yeah, I kind of was like, well, if you want this process to go quickly and efficiently, I got to be setting all my stuff up in one location, ripping a bunch of radios out, labeling them just so that I know which ones go in each truck. Do a whole batch and then throw them back in, and then do another batch and throw them back in. And that's what I've been doing, and we just got to get the straggler radios taken care of, and we're good.
Yeah, we pretty much only do public safety, so what we do is we generally set up at a fire apparatus bay. But there's usually a door in the back and a door out in the front. We just have roll in, and we have them pull right up alongside. We set up some tables with all the equipment. We have roll right up alongside of it. We don't even pull them out. We just do them right, we just have to run the laptops out to the vehicle and do it all there and then send it on its way. I don't know if it's the most efficient way, but you can get them to cooperate. If they can dedicate somebody to shoveling the vehicles, that's not a bad way to go. It depends what you got to do. I mean, if you got to do a feature or a firmware update or something like that, then it can get pretty time-consuming per radio. I know that. What all do you PM? Obviously, you gotta put them on freak. That's the number one, is the reference oscillator. But after that, how far do you go?
We hook up the radios that support autotest, we run them through the autotest thing. So all the turbo radios, Apex radios, we don't really touch the Astro 25 radios anymore. Whatever radio supports the autotest, and then some of the older radios like the CM200s, I just make sure they're on frequency. If they're not, then if they're off by over 700 hertz, then that's getting pretty bad. Anyway, give me 1 second. I'm grabbing coffee. Anyway.
W8FC.
That took slightly longer than I expected. NAPMH mobile.
And where's your preferred coffee stop?
Oh, I go to Big B because I get free coffee there. So, the girlfriend works there, so I get free coffee and half-off sandwiches, so that's not a bad gig.
That's where I'd be going. I go to Starbucks mostly, but I'll occasionally go elsewhere. I'll do Big B's now and again. We used to have one right down here, on my way to work, but not no more. What the hell is this? Man, they got the road closed. Great. On the final approach to work, and they got the road all closed down. God darn it. Not a convenient place to find an alternate route, either.
Always construction on the most inconvenient road at the most inconvenient time.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing here, but we're doing a major construction at the complex. And
I don't know if it has something to do with that. I know we just, we have to rerun power and fiber and all sorts of stuff because we're tearing down a portion of our jail that all that stuff was in, and we gotta, we're rebuilding that whole portion. There's all sorts of stuff getting moved and altered and all that. I don't know if it has something to do with that or not.
Because there's really only one way to find out, and that's to go find out. So, anyway. Yep. Looking forward to the weekend is all I'm going to say. Got a lot of hours in this week.
Oh, yeah. Always looking forward to the weekend. And I'm starting to think in terms of retiring, hanging up the spurs, man. Permanent vacation. I don't know. Keeps crossing my mind. I'm at that age.
Yeah. Wow. 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 That guy is real smart. He doesn't know how a roundabout works. He also doesn't know how a yield sign works. That could have been a disaster.
Oh, yeah. Nothing like the clueless roundabout people. All right, Drake. I'm here at work. I'm going to get inside and start my day. See what the hell's going on. Be safe and have fun. Happy weekend. W8FU after yours.
Sounds good, Sean. You have a good one. We'll say 7-3. NATMH, Small Bowl, Traverse City.
Miles from Mac City, KBNSWR Mobile.
Oh, well, nice. Yeah, I think I'm turn trip, depending on what time I get done today, I might go swing by Crossroad and take a look and see why the HRS is terrible. It seems to hear okay, but it's not very good. I'm wondering if that radio finally died.
I don't have any thought of it might be because the antennas broke off.
That's an entirely very high probability that watch finals are probably bad, but I mean, it's pretty bad yesterday.
Yeah. I was able to get into the DMR, levering DMR from Gaylord this morning.
That's cranking. I was able to get into the Munson 2-6 and a 3-5 in Charlevoix, and I was able to hear levering in Charlevoix this morning, too.
Direct delivering on analog, and I didn't see where I brought it up, so. Of the Petoskey here, yep. I'm almost wondering if the squelch ain't quite right on that thing, on the analog. Could be trained, but man, it sure doesn't sound like it. Because when you're in there, you're solid, but then you drop out.
Yeah, still hearing it pretty okay. So I'm just rolling into Conway here, and it's still pretty good.
Yeah, I'm just rolling in the south end of Petoskey here. Gotta go to the GM dealership.
Which one, Crane or the 131 there? It's the lights.
I forget what the name of it is. It's supposed to be on 131 here. SWR Petoskey, direct on levering. I couldn't hear it though, but I definitely could get into it. Oh, this is beautiful here. Just going by Lucky's.
I think I can't repeat it entirely here. I'm going in the punch line.
I think you said you're losing it, so I'm looking. Pay attention to here. Keep it SWR Petoskey.
Alright, that should be a little better. I need DMH.
Just jumping out of the truck. Keep it SWR.
DMH mobile levering.
W8BD mobile.
W-A-D-D.
How's it going?
I'm good. How are you? Heading towards beautiful Ann Arbor. Amazing blue.
You're in Ann Arbor right now?
No. Oh, crap. I'll be right back. WBD, this one's important.
Okay, ABUT.
Hello?
Hello? Who that?
What's this I hear about you having a job?
I do. I'm having a little... I'm in a noisy spot here. Well, who is this?
Now, this is Don. Just giving you a hard time. I thought you retired guys were supposed to, like, you know, be retired and stuff. Anyway, nothing important.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just got real noisy for a second. Couldn't quite make you out. How's it going? Yeah, I've had that for a few months now. Yeah, just, it's kind of, I go in when I want to go in.
Consulting work is honorable work. All right, well, I got to jump out. I'm actually pulling up at my dad's and...
All right.
Go through the mail and the bills and all that. Man, what the heck is going on his street? This is why he said pull in the driveway. There are work trucks all up and down the place. All right, I'll catch you later. Say hi to Wally for me. KBB.
Okay, sounds good, Don. Catch you later. Somebody else came in under you mid-transmission, so I don't know. Is there somebody else in there? Maybe APR.
It was me by accident. I turned my volume down when I picked up the phone, and I talked on top of Don. Sorry about that. Hey, Don. How's it going?
Hey, Wally. Yeah, I got to jump out, but drive safe to Ann Arbor. I'll catch you guys. KBB.
All right, so what you got going in Ann Arbor?
I have a compressor that's not working, and the guy wants to replace it. And those two things, out of all the disciplines I do in my company, the air compressor stuff is what I enjoy the most. It's the most rewarding, most satisfying, and let's not forget the profitable part of it, too.
Oh, of course. That's what makes it so satisfying. Well, I was just up in Ann Arbor, what's today? Friday. Let's see, I got to think back. Tuesday. Took our family up there, walked around. Wow, a lot of changes going on up there.
Yeah, it is a cool little town. I do like it. There's a really neat little bike fencing. Little. It's gotten quite big over the years. Right there by that farmer's market. Thing that they do every Saturday or Sunday or whatever it is, there's really a nice farmer's market, and right there by the farmer's market is a nice bike store, and strictly e-bikes. They got hundreds of them in stock, so every time we're in town, we go visit that one, too.
Okay, I'm not familiar with where the farmer's market is, so where is that bike store?
In the basement of, it's like a, I'm sure you've been there, it's like a real small mall, a whole bunch of little niche stores inside of it, and then in the basement of that building is the bike store. I'll have to look it up and see, Human Hybrid something or another like that it's called.
Okay, I'm not sure which part of town that's in, but... Anyways, you're going through, I know State Street's all closed and torn up right along the campus. All kinds of new buildings going up. There's a whole new dorm going up on near Hill and Division. It's like a massive, huge, the whole block is huge.
Yeah, I'm going to Dealership Road, Jackson Road.
where the, all the dealerships are. So it's pretty close to the expressway. So it's usually easy on, easy off. I don't have to go in town per se. It's not really, I guess they call it Sile Township, but, you know, all the address stuff is all Ann Arbor.
Yeah, I know where that is. Yeah. I was actually able to key up my machine from Ann Arbor when I was out there. It was very noisy, but I was able to hear it a little bit.
Very good. Is there any M1 stuff out there? I don't have a radio with me that does it. I really got to get off my butt and put more channels in this radio, but right now I'm using the XTL2500, and I think I only put like 4 or 5 channels in it, you know, because most of the time this work car stays close to home. You know, I got B25 and then all of the FBIs, a couple of the M1s. I think that's it. I don't think I have anything else in this radio. I don't think I have a GMRS in here.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so, but I could be wrong. Yeah, I've only got the only M1 I've got is the FBI. Because I don't know of any others in the area, or even where I travel.
I do know, and I cut that kind of quick, so I'll delay afterwards if anybody wants in. I do know TJ's machine is running somewhere in Detroit, and that thing is a powerhouse. That's also on this network. So I do know that that one's up and running strong. I know Tom likes to use that one a lot when he travels because he spends a lot of time fixing things down near the Detroit market.
Okay, but that's VHF, right? And I don't have that in this radio.
No, I think if there's a UHF on M1.
Well, okay. Well, if there is, I don't know about it. I'll have to check that out. So, anyways, sent the kids back off home to L.A. Crazy week.
I'm glad it turned out well. It's kind of quiet, so you're going to go back to center radio? Is that where you're off to today? And I am in a traffic jam. That's too bad. 696 east of 75 is a parking lot for, that's my PSA for the day.
Hold on a second, I just went into a real bad spot. Does that work up right now?
Did you what right now? I'm sorry, I missed the two most important words of the conversation.
Okay, there we go. Okay, I was switching over to 6 and I couldn't get anything. Operator error.
You should know better. So, hey, did you ever find out in Berkeley, does your globe have an antenna on that place that we talked about?
I don't know. I haven't talked to anybody. But like I said, I'm pretty sure they do on the fire station there.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. City of Berkeley called me today, too. They also want us to fix something in their thing. I was talking with him for a little while. So had a good time with them. So I got a relationship with them, you know, both for the volunteer end of things now and the professional end of it. You know, for what I do for work, so it's kind of cool to have a bond with, you know, places like that. Makes me feel happy, comfortable.
Oh, okay, yeah. And you walk in there and say, yeah, I saw you at the Dream Cruise.
See if anybody else wants in, I'll give it a second. I enjoyed that Dream Cruise. It was hotter than all parts, but I did enjoy it. You know, the only thing I did notice is all the cool cars were parked. And maybe we were just there on a day that, you know, was just for cruising and stuff like that, and all the people with all of the cars that they had a lot of money and time and effort and their heart and soul, and they didn't want to drive. It was kind of like it was the general population drive. Handful of cool cars and stuff like that, but that was one thing that I did notice. So, as you can tell, I'm working today, and I'm kind of glad because all these phone calls are all work-related. I'll be right back. W-A-T.
Okay, ABPR, standing by.
Yawning.
Don't start with that.
Oh, I long started. Anywho, what's up?
Just going to work. Not much going on. I haven't been there in over a week.
They're going to have a pile for you.
I already talked to them, not much actually. I think this is going to be a slow period. And I'm going to have to take some time off because I'm going to need some surgery coming up.
Oh no. Uh-oh, hopefully nothing serious. Is that Wally back? Oh, yes. I was going to correct Phil. I was going to tell him, they don't call it surgery anymore. They call it a procedure. And I'm with Sean. Anything serious, Phil?
Well, I've been having this issue for a few weeks now where I've gotten like this. Best way to describe it, it feels like numbness in my fingers, but it's not. I mean, I'm not numb, I have sensation, but it just feels like that tingling, and I've had some balance issues. Turns out I had got an MRI of my neck, and I've got spinal cord compression going on.
Huh. So it sounds like they're going to decompress you. Is it a low-risk surgery, I hope?
I say it's pretty routine, but it's, you know, any surgery, it's got a risk. Anyway, that's one opinion. I just got that yesterday, and I'm going to Cleveland Clinic next week to get a second.
Oh, wow. That's the place to go. Yeah, I was there one time, maybe 20 years ago, when they thought I had kidney cancer, and they sent me there. That is the top dog place. Go ahead, Sean. Sorry, I had to start my pump here at the gas pump. I missed Wally's response, but, well, that's right. I think he did tell me about this, because you're going to Cleveland Clinic again. Well, you're in good hands.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't know if you know Wally. You know, I had a kidney transplant there almost four and a half years ago. And if getting a transplant can be a good experience, I would have to say, from there it was. From one of the stories I've heard, I was very lucky. And, yeah, I do think they are fantastic. They don't take no for an answer.
Yeah, I agree. Well, years ago, the doctor, I don't know if I ever told you this story, his hands were shaking when he was telling me this story. And I was in my early 40s, and I looked at him, and I said, okay, just tell me what you would do, you know. And he says, well, I would go to Cleveland Clinic. And I says, well, then get me there. And he had me there in like 2 days, 3 days, and the next day they were doing an exploratory something or another, whatever. They knocked me out, went after my kidneys, and told me it was all benign. So they still hurt like hell to this day, 20-some years later. And I get them picture taken every 6 months, and they're still benign. But nonetheless, hurts like hell, and they still work. So that makes me happy. John, how's the guest going?
You just popped off. Now I'm going to park, and I got to get in my first stop here. But I heard a little bit of your talk earlier about Ann Arbor. And but I just want to let you know that, you know, if you really need help, you go into OHIO. All right, I got to get inside. W8FU.
Okay. You know, there's... I don't know if you ever heard about that, the word Ohio is like a derogatory term in some Indian language or something. All right, catch you later. I'm pulling into my place, too. AVAPR, go ahead, Wally. Catch you later.
Well, this year I have to root for Northwestern University because there is a main, i.e. my nephew, on that team. And we're not sure if he's going to be a starter yet or not, but nonetheless, he's defensive something. So we'll have to see how that all plays out when Northwestern plays Ohio, so I can be on the phone with Sean, and when Northwestern plays the Blue and Mays team, so I can be on the phone with Phil. So it gives us something to look forward to. Chat later, gentlemen.
W8FU
and ABPR, who got ripped off on the call sign from W8D.
Well, there may be a part two to that story. All right, I'm going in. W8FU.
W-D-A-K-O-L.
And my volume was too low. Don't know who this is. Say again, please.
Oh, that's because I'm at the other end of the planet. I'm over here near Ann Arbor, back home. And I heard you on KC8LTS, so I figured I'd try it just to say hello.
All right. No, much better now, Wally. Yep, just heading, leaving my sub, heading to Stone Creek just to hang out for a little bit. That's all I got. You're on the other side of the world. Oh boy, it's Friday. Start heading home.
I am heading home. I got a lunch date with my woman at 12:45. I had an appointment at 10:30. I made it. It went relatively quick. And now I'm getting ready to call it a day.
Ah, there you go. Sounds like all the stars are lining up for you. Welcome to the weekend after your drive.
Yes, sir. It's remarkable how well this machine works. That's at 187. So I'm not even at the airport yet. Anyways, but it works. Good job, TJ.
Yeah, not sure exactly where that one's at, but very cool. Definitely got some good coverage these days.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's probably 10 miles west of the airport on 94, the big airport.
Oh, all right. That's awesome. Wasn't aware. I got some radio reprogramming to do to make all of the recent changes and even not so recent changes, especially my mobile. I don't think I've changed that besides front panel stuff since I got it. So it needs a total revamp.
Well, make sure you put this one in it too. Because if you're ever south of 696, this is a great choice.
Oh, yeah, when I do it, I'll be putting everything I can in there for sure.
So are you going to do some HF stuff in the park, or are you just going out there to stare at the girls in the bikinis?
KZ8Z Dave is already there, and I'm just popping in to visit. I do have my gear with me. It's not a POTA park, so I'm not really incentivized to set up, but I might just for fun, and I've got lots of variables. I can do a very minimal setup, so I might do that. It's just such a nice day out, and yeah, if there's scenery there, I'm happy to look at that.
I was just thinking of stabbing the dark, but I figured, yeah, I might be right. You gotta come visit us for breakfast someday too at the breakfast club.
Yep, I totally agree. On the weekends where it would actually work out for me, I don't remember about it. And then on the weekends that I remember about it, something doesn't work out where I wouldn't make it. So it'll happen. Definitely want to get down there and catch up with everybody. Haven't seen you or Sean in forever.
Yeah, I had a quick lunch with him yesterday, and we just talked about everything, actually. Nothing in particular, nothing important, but, you know, just all small stuff. You know, a little bit of ARPSC stuff, a little bit about Oxcom stuff, you know, just stuff that I don't know much about. So, you know, there's so many different aspects to this hobby that, you know, everybody's got a certain skill set. It's just, it's really neat. So I enjoy it. I enjoy it a lot.
Yeah, you're absolutely right there. I know I've dipped my toes into probably 10 times more than I thought I would when I started. And now there's another 10 times worth of stuff that I haven't even touched yet. So that's a good thing, though, because I'm rarely bored if I want to tinker around with something. There's always something to mess with or try out or look up or whatever.
Oh, yeah. You know, in this rapid radio thing, I'm not talking about that particular company brand or whatever. I foresee that becoming a thing, too. You know, like the old Nextel days, you know, where you could just key up your radio and talk to anybody in the United States. You know, either as a group or as a single, I foresee that coming back to life, too. I know Motorola's got their own little version of it, and, you know, a lot of other manufacturers. But if you look at all the surrounding stuff, you know, we got cell towers now just about every 20 feet. You know, a little exaggeration there, but they're all there. So, you know, I foresee that becoming a future thing, too. So there's so much. Elon and all the satellites. You know, low orbit stuff. There's so many things that are in the future looking all so bright.
Yep, roger that. Yeah, those are POC radios, POC, push to talk over cellular. I've already had one and sent it back. I've got another pair coming today, actually, from Amazon. So hopefully I'll get to play tonight or this weekend with those. And KFAS Dave, Eric, Davian, KZAC Dave, we're all kind of getting on the same bandwagon there and giving them a spin. They're kind of neat. Hopefully this next pair that I get will check all the boxes I need.
I'd kind of be interested to play with it, too. You know, the number one thing that made me drop out of ham radio for a little bit, I don't want to say it was 100%, but was when Nextel came out with that radio. Everybody remembers that. And everybody that I worked with at the time got one, you know, because I was a tool dealer at the time. And it was so darn easy, you know, like, you know, boop, you know, hey, Jim, you got the socket, you know, type thing. It was like, it was just freaking amazing how well it worked. And one guy told me one time, was a pretty big radio geek, he says, you know, that's not going to last. He says, that technology sucks. And he was right. He said, you know, all of the internet stuff and everything else that started taking over, you know, the Nextel kind of, I don't know what's the right word, let's say technology, couldn't do any of that stuff. But in the day, it could talk.
Yeah, I completely agree with you on Nextel, and I don't know why it went away. Because for especially people with a commercial fleet out in the field, so easy, so, I mean, just was a great, great system and worked for that need, filled it very well. And that's essentially what these pop radios are. You can do a group, you can do a channel, and you can do individual calls, just like Nextel. It's functionally identical to it. So that's the cool part. So if you want to know what it's like, that's exactly what it's like.
Yeah, well, let me know. I might get in on the gang and play with it a little bit. It'd be kind of fun. So it's kind of a flashback of the old days, you know, type thing. So, yeah, well, I invested in stock in that company. And what killed it was, A, it started having problems communicating with each other. It was messing up, you know, the state's 800 system, all the state's radio systems pretty good. That was one. Sprint bought them out. That was two. And then the biggest one was it couldn't do any internet stuff to speak of. That's what finished them off. You know, all of a sudden you couldn't use that phone for a GPS or anything else like that. The only thing it was really good for at the end of the day was a walkie-talkie. And those were the three variables that finished it off. And the 800 fiasco added to it.
All right, yep. I kind of remember all that now that you reminded me. And, yeah, well, this is all pretty much functionally the same. And they could have went a different route and added all that functionality to their radios or to their phones or whatever, but they didn't for the reasons you already mentioned. But so if you want to join in, the weird thing is that like Rapid Radio and all the other ones, you kind of have to buy them in the group that you're going to be communicating with. So the gentlemen I already mentioned are all getting PID radios, GID radio. I'm sure you've heard of PID radio. They've got three models, an M13, an M15, and the G100, which are new, which is what we're all waiting for and hoping to get today. TID Radio is what you want to look at.
Okay. Yeah, I'll talk to Dave a little bit about it. So, is he the guy that knows all about the different talk groups and things?
No, it's all done on an app. Anybody can do it. There is a Who Cares channel, but like I said, you can do groups of people on your own or point-to-point, person-to-person, or Dave's got the Who Cares channel, and Eric's got a channel of his own. You can create one if you want of your own. Anybody can do it. There's nothing. It's so easy. It's silly, and you can either get a hold of Dave, Eric, or myself. Anytime if you need further questions or have further questions. I'm pulling into the park, so I got to wrap this up, and we'll talk to you soon. Enjoy your ride back. KE8VSI, I'll listen out.
Real quick question. Is there a user fee on these things yet? I know there eventually will be because, you know, it might be something kind of cool for us to utilize it, you know, our workplace. Then I'll let you go. WAVD.
It depends on how you interpret it. The radios come with a SIM card, which you know you need a SIM card to get on the cellular network. It uses the LOT portion, so it's not data or cellular, it's just the LOT portion. That SIM card is good for a year of service for free, although that's, you know, in part of the radio. I screwed up my turn here. Dang it, I'm back out on 26 miles. Anyway, so it's free for a year or with the purchase of the radio, and then it's $20 after that, a year.
Very good. All right. Thank you, sir. You have a good time out there. Beautiful day for it. Chat later. KPABSI from WAC.
So enjoy your ride and your lunch and your weekend. KEABSI.
Why who? Good morning. How are you? This is Katie. Why are you? Not a whole lot, just figured I'd check the connection here out in the backwoods of Wisconsin.
Very good. You own one of the XDRs?
No, Echolink. The app here. So it seems to be working pretty good.
Other one too is All Star. You played with that at all?
I have not. I need to, if I can get things working at the house, I can buy a node.
Yeah, I can help you with that. And you can also do it, I think, with an app called the Ground Wire on your phone.
I'll have to look that up, ground layer. I'll have to look that up because it seems like that might be a little bit better option than Echolink.
Yep, I'll check you off on that. Wink, wink.
Yeah, that'd be great. Well, Ollie, I'm going to hop off here. I just figured I'd here and see if I can reach. Hope everything's going well. Just give me a holler. This is KYNU, and I'll be standing by for your final.
Yeah, you're breaking up when you're coming in at that, so yeah, we'll get you a little bit more current. So we shall make it more better. Chat later. Have a good time. I thought you were back. WAC.
Charges reduced, and it was a big mess. I only got off the phone with him about an hour ago. Barely has done any work at all today.
And that's different from what any other day.
Just kidding.
Yeah, I did a lot of driving. I was driving for like 3.5 hours. I needed people to talk to, and you didn't answer me, so I felt lonely and slighted.
No, I started at 9 o'clock on the phone with AT&T U-verse and was fighting with them all the way till I got to my account out here in Southfield. And I was on the phone with them until, like, noon.
Okay.
U-verse, AT&T's failure.
All right. Well, I'm taking Marianne to lunch to the Island Grill for a dining experience with her husband. So I'm going to let you go. Just wanted to say hi.
Well, enjoy the day with your blushing bride. And I will talk to you later. 73 WKD from KCQ.
Their motherboard still shows on the docket to get it delivered today. I'll let you know.
You're driving around lonely. Didn't know what you were going to do. Did you take any pills?
Nah, I take too long to work.
Good day. Hey, keep it up over there.
Hey, Jeff. I got to talk to you guys about another matter, too. I want to borrow one of your channels for the set, for your talk group. So I'll give you a call later on that.
Just send an email to the directors. To the directors at WATMN.net, I think is what it is. The best way to do it.
I like that. I will. Thank you.
No problem. It's on the website. I think that's what the address is, but I can't remember. Too much stuff in there trying to remember. Talk to you later. KBNSWR Grand Rapids.
Hey, baby. Ira Township.
KCQ 73 Duval from Farmington Hills.
KCA KJO KEAWOJ.
KWOJ, KCKJO, how's it going? Just about to step into account, but I got a minute.
Hi, Tom. I'm doing good. Bent, dumb, and ugly, same as every day. Heard you out here. Just wanted to say hi.
Well, hello to you, sir, on this fine, beautiful August day. Not too hot, not too cold, and the sun's out.
Yes, sir, it is pretty nice. That heat was killing me, hiding in the basement all the time there. But now I'm sitting on the porch all day.
Yeah, I usually become a house hermit when it's too hot. But I must go inside. I'll be out in a bit. 73 final
KZ, KQ. Okay, Tom, have a good one, and we'll catch you later. KZWJ, I'll be clear.
Found me, he didn't know, and he's not having much fun here in the car.
all the pumps in the freeway are really bothering him. I don't know how long I'm going to be able to hang on to this. I just realized that this is the Richmond site, and I'm over here near the Gibraltar Trade Center.
Change over to the Mount Clement.
Let me see if I can get into that one. Can you see me, Jerry?
I think it sounds better. And it's Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar.
Roger, Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar. This is KCJOE, Kilowatt Charles number 8, Juliet Oscar Echo. And yeah, I'm just heading down here on 94. We're heading home to Livonia. This cat found me. Came up to me right on my cousin's back porch when I was in his house at Port Huron.
That's how they do it. They saw you as a good person. It says, well, you take care of me. That's why I have 3 dogs and 2 cats.
Roger, Roger. He's getting me number 4. I adopted 2, and my brother-in-law found 1. And so... he's going to be number 4. He's big mad. I don't know if you can hear him in the background. He's yelling at me because he's not happy about being in the car.
He's probably hungry.
I'm assuming it's a lot of things. He was really stressed out. We bought some blood food and he didn't eat any of it. He ate some junk off some sandwiches, but he didn't eat... didn't touch the blood food we got him, so we're unsure as to what he likes.
In Port Huron, he's probably an alley cat, stray, and eats whatever he can find in the dumpster.
Yeah, that's the weird thinking. He's been neutered, but we don't know if he's a catch and release, because usually the counties will tag them. Or at least Wayne County will tag them. I don't know, well, St. Clair, they might not really care all that much.
Does he have claws?
His claws, but they're really oddly short on the one paw and longer on the other.
Comment?
Again, the cat was yelling over you.
Yeah, I just got a comment for you. If it was fixed and it's feral, they usually clip the left ear. The tip will be gone. It'll be a flat spot on the left ear. And I've got a couple of ferals I take care of, too, and one of them, he's a picky eater like yours there. He really likes tuna in water and chicken breast in water. Well, so when he gets difficult, he does eat the wet food, but when he gets difficult, he always gobbles right up the chicken breast. So anyway, good luck and good on you for taking him in. I got a few myself.
Roger, copy. No, his ears and clip, their ears are perfect. Originally thought he was an old cat. Look, no one's put any lost on. He was covered in, he had the 3 on him and kind of smelled like the inside of my cousin's garage. So it's possibly he's finding his way in and out of the garage somehow.
Yeah, he's definitely a stray then, and the paw might be from a fight that broke up a couple meals. So good job to you for bringing him home, giving him a safe place. You know, that's where he deserves to be. It sounds like he wants you to take care of him, so he's comfortable with you. He's just riding in the car because he's never done it before. But sounds like he's a good boy. Get him vet checked, get him some immunizations, and then he'll be good to go.
Sir, before we have the 3 other cats, so before I brought them home, my sister made me take them to the vet. We got all that done right there. It was an emergency visit, and they were kind enough to pencil us in, and they did the check for leukemia. They gave them 3 booster shots, and they treated for fleas. He did have a couple, not many.
Yeah, it sounds like it's been staying in your cousin's garage for quite some time. doesn't look amazing, so that means he's getting fed.
He doesn't look that bad, but, you know, you lift him up, he weighs almost nothing. He's almost like, I told my cousin, my other cousin, who was with us, I told her, I said, it's almost like he's a stuffed cat. There's no weight to him at all.
Yeah, so he's eating scraps and whatever he can find to eat, so he'll be quiet, you know, being strange. He'll be quiet for about a week or so until he's used to his environment and gets used to the other cats, and then he'll slowly migrate into the pack.
He certainly will. He's sweet, and the boys, our boys are absolute, they're also pure syrup, so it should be perfect.
Alright, sir, good luck to you. I am about to walk into my next destination here, so I will chat at you later. 73 on your final, and I think WOJ was out there. So, good luck, Godspeed on him. KCKJO.
73, take care, be safe at work. Thank you. I appreciate your time. Take care, KCKJO.
73, Tom, have a good one there. We'll catch you later, and bless you for taking in that little guy. Kudos on that. I'm doing the same, taking care of a couple of ferals over here, and the male's the same way over here. He's all skin and bones. No matter how much he eats, he's all skin and bones. He looks fine, but when you go to pet him, all you feel is skin and bone. There's hardly any meat on him, so I've been trying to feed him what he likes there to get some a little bit of weight on him.
To that, I think my buddy, you know, little buddy finally passed out here. I think he's screaming himself to sleep. I think that was KCKTKO, KCKO, Joey.
Yeah, sorry, I forgot the idea. It's KEAWOJ.
Okay, different fella, Keith. Oh, boy. I'm going to butcher that. Keith, he's chilly.
Yeah, that's okay. I have trouble remembering to myself sometimes.
I think, you know, ham radio operators were fellas with big hearts. I think that's it's just a trait, Roger.
Yes, sir. It sure seems like it anyway, but it's good to hear. I don't hear a lot of people talking about cats. A lot of them have dogs and a lot of different other things, but it does my heart good to hear some of those other cat lovers out there.
Well, I can't see little animal suffering of any kind, really.
Yeah, me too. They don't get a full belly, I have trouble relaxing. I feed them in the morning and 12 hours later in the evening as much as they want. And then I can kind of relax. Otherwise, I'm worried about them all day long. You kind of want them eating mice or, you know, anything they can kind of catch because then they end up with worms, and then you got to treat that.
Roger, I believe he's got to go in for another shot of that. He's got the first one. We originally thought that he was a she. We were positive about it, but and a couple of texts were too, but the bad news that we went to look for and figured out that he was a guy and didn't have balls. Well, there you go.
Wow, sounds like somebody sure had him fixed. Maybe now I got one. I took care of the two that are here are a mother and father kind of thing, and they had a litter of kittens, and most of them disappeared. One survived, and I brought him in. He stays with me down in the basement kind of thing, but anyway, I got him fixed the same way kind of thing, but they didn't flip his ears since he was going to be an indoor cat, so maybe somebody had him at one time. He was an indoor cat, and then kind of booted him out. There's, unfortunately, a lot of people that like kittens but not adults. And they'll take in the kittens, and as soon as they turn into adults, they dump them off somewhere.
Roger, copy, KCTLE. The vet told me that she said that these little cats, she said being in Port Huron and being in town, and everything, that a lot of people take their pets there and dump them off, because they know that the locals, even though they might not be able to take them, will at least try and feed them out there.
Yeah, there was a group, I can't remember what they were called. They got a big house somewhere on the east side, northeast. It seemed to me I was out toward Mount Clemens or New Baltimore or something like that. Anyway, out that way. And they take in strays that were trapped and stuff like that. And they had at one time 200 and some cats in that house that they were taking care of daily. Well, I'm sorry, I didn't get most of that. You kind of, it seems like you ran out of string there. Bless you for taking in that little guy, and kudos. You're my hero. Have a great day, and good luck with the little guy. DE8WOJ, I'll be clear. KJOE, KJWOJ. Boy, you're loud and clear. Now you're the fellow with the kit. Do they can? Nope, apparently not. KJWOJ, I'll be clear.
KCHOE. Anybody by the KC at LPS? This is KCHOE. Anybody by KCHOE?
ABAPR.
KUVSI? KUVSI, KUVSI.
KUVSI. If that was you, I didn't catch what you said. I just said, I see you.
WAD.
That's what it feels like sometimes.
This is your radio.
How does it sound on the receive side?
All the bars are in the air.
Sweetness. You can go back to my toys.
Yeah, this one came in remarkably good shape. I didn't have to do a thing to it. I didn't even have to swap the motherboards. I just wiped it, pushed the newest firmware to it, and backed up the tuner plate this time. And I think it's pretty good shape. For $100, 108 or 106 or something like that. Freaking amazing.
Yeah, I gotta send you Venmo for that.
Well, if you want to stop by, let me know.
I'm trying to make that my way in that direction. I'm up here at, where am I at? By the old palace.
Alright, I'm going to try to load it with other stuff. I'll talk to you in a bit. Do you have any DMR stuff with you?
Yeah, I got Waltz Radio here. It's on Mount Clemens right now.
All right. Let me push some more stuff to it, and I'll call you back.
Any UH Mobile.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, did you get my message?
Not yet. Why?
I was going to have you do checks on all three of them repeaters if you were still in Mac City.
Oh, no, I was well south of then, south by then.
Because, guy's name Cody, maybe, was up there, and, I don't know, Bob's been up there, too, and I think Bob's running a mini-tone, and it really sounds bad, even on analog, so. Not really bad. The audio is low, and it just doesn't sound right. I was just going to have you verify that everything was still working up there okay. The DMR, the analog, and the two analogs.
Oh, okay. I mean, they worked fine this morning when I used them.
You were on all three, so that's good enough for me.
Oh, there you go. I got a split. I got a phone call coming in. Hey, UH.
Hey, Jeff, what's the deal on the Trevor City unit? Programming the radio for Tom. KSWR, WDD. Real quick, what's the PL on the Traverse City repeater, analog?
Well, 444-600, which is in Levering, is 151.4, and that's the one you're referring to on UHF. EHF is 145.31 in Max City, and that was the 131.8 PL.
444-350.
I am not sure. Is that Drake's repeater?
NADMH. It's on your system. I was just curious what the PL was for.
Drake's repeater, I'm sure, will be back in here shortly. I am not sure what it is.
107.2.
Thank you. WAPD.
QBSWR, thanks for jumping in there, Drake.
Yeah, no problem. NADMH, clear.
WAPD. One more time, the volume was down. WAPD. Anybody around?
KF8.
Hey, Wally, what's going on? KZ8. I'm reporting home in about 3 minutes, but what's up?
Nothing, just playing around with the radio that I picked up for Tom, and with $106, and this thing is freaking amazing. I mean, the picture looked like garbage, and what showed up was a heck of a lot better than what was in the picture. So, and just letting Tom see how good it worked.
Oh, that's cool. What kind of radio is it?
Motorola XPR 4550. UHF, DMR.
For $100? That seems inexpensive, or if I just been looking at the wrong radios. That sounds good.
He wanted $187 for it. The radio looked like crap. These radios are sealed watertight anyway, so we were going to take the motherboard out of this, drop it into his radio, which looked like it was in pretty good shape because his radio lost its ears, and make lemon out of lemonades, you know, and versa visa. And this thing showed up, and it was really good shape. So, I guy wanted like $187 for it, or make best offer. We bid $100, and the guy took it. So, freaking fantastic deal.
That is great. Man. And even at that great deal, now you're wondering, would it have taken 90? It's always funny how our minds work. But, yeah, that's fantastic. And it sounds great.
Yeah, well, it was a good deal. So, and it worked out well. And, you know, all I have to check these things out is with that little Ultra Mini SA, and I don't know what the degree of error is, but it showed it spot on. So all's well that end well, and Tom's got a DMR radio that's got IP Connect on it. So all sounds good. Did you guys have fun in the park today?
Yeah, it was just a gorgeous day outside. So we didn't. I was the only one who set up the radio, but it was nice. Greg was there, and Dave was there, and Eric even showed up. So we were just chatting. I was making some contacts on 20 meters, but it was just relaxing. Just nice to be outside in the park. That was the main thing. So it was beautiful. I mean, this day, whew, nice.
Yeah, we were gonna go to the Island Grill for lunch. And nice place on the water, up deck, blah, blah, blah. But it was just inundated with bees.
And she's allergic to bees, so she's afraid of bees, so we had to leave. And we went to a regular place and sat inside with air conditioning and all the other stuff. But it would have been nice to sit outside. I think that would have been great. But it didn't work out that way. So it is bee season, I guess.
Yep, very good. Okay, I am pulling up the driveway right now, so I'll chat with you later, Wally. For WABD, KZAZ. See ya.
Take care, buddy. Have a good day. WABD.
Just doing a radio check.
The ambulance switch over to DMR, I got it on.
Microphone.
KF8DRC from NAWJ7600. NAWJ7600.
K8BB.